The Stockholm International Peace Research Institute, SIPRI, has warned against modernizing nuclear weapons around the world. According to SIPRI, some 19,000 nuclear warheads are currently held by the five permanent members of the UN Security Council, as well as Pakistan, India and Israel. Syria has expelled a number of foreign ambassadors, including those of the United States, Britain, France and Turkey. This in response to similar measures taken by some Western countries and their allies. Syria came under heavy diplomatic and political pressure after the escalation of violence in the country. The record high-risk premium is pushing Spain out of financial markets. The budget minister says the country is facing difficulties in accessing markets at a time it seeks to refinance its debts. High borrowing costs have raised fears that Spain could soon need a Greece-like bailout. Anti-monarchy protesters have gathered outside St. Paul's Cathedral in London as Queen Elizabeth's Diamond Jubilee continues. The protesters believe that the monarchy is not democratic. Just 2 days ago, the royal celebration sparked one of the biggest anti-monarchy demonstrations in recent history in London. Palestinians have rallied in occupied territories on Naxa Day that marks the 45th anniversary of the Six-Day War. During that war, Israel occupied the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. Israeli troops fired tear gas to disperse the Palestinians, who responded by throwing stones. Egyptians are holding a million-man march to call for the retrial of ousted dictator Hosni Mubarak and his two sons. The demonstrators will come together in Cairo's landmark Liberation Square. They want execution for Mubarak for his role in the deadly crackdown on last year's anti-regime protests. The Russian president in China, Vladimir Putin, is to meet with his counterpart Hu Jintao in Beijing. Trade and energy issues will be the focal point of the talks. Putin will also be attending the Shanghai Cooperation Organization summit on June 6th and 7th. Pakistan's supply routes for the US-led troops in Afghanistan are shut for 6 months. Islamabad says the routes will remain closed as long as the US refuses to apologize for a cross-border airstrike that killed 24 Pakistani soldiers. The supply lines are vital for the US-led military alliance.